Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Show with host Paul Lawrence Van. This empowerment talk radio show moves listeners to live their best life possible. Paul provides an exceptional platform for experts to assist listeners in discovering how to be more, do more, and achieve more in life. Paul Lawrence Van is an entrepreneur, speaker, certified business coach, and author of the book, Living on Higher Ground. Tune in, listen in, and call in with questions at 646-595-4797 or join Paul in the web chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Paul Lawrence Van. Get ready for another amazing episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show.
Yes, and good evening. This is Paul Lawrence Van. Glad that you could be with me on this episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show. And tonight is really going to be exciting because we have someone on who's already made a commitment, some dedication, as well as allowing themselves to serve their country. And his name is Dr. Will Moreland. And he's going to share with us how to achieve and identify our genius, because some of us, we have the passion, we have purpose, but we also have this genius factor that's working that our Creator placed inside of us. We can call it our gift. And he's going to talk about this evening and share his expertise on, of course, identifying your genius. And without further ado, what I'd like to do is to introduce Dr. Will Moreland. Good evening, my friend, and how are you doing today?
Paul, I am doing fantastic and getting better by the moment, man. Thank you so much for having me this evening. And let me start off by saying thank you for the work that you're doing in this space to empower individuals, man, through all your endeavors. So thank you once again for having me on.
It's an honor to have you. And, of course, we want everyone to know that you're doing just some amazing work. And we know, in fact, that through my research that you're America's number one leadership life trainer. And in so doing, that means you work with a lot of individuals and a lot of organizations to help them to be victorious in everything they do. Just to give you all a little background on Dr. Moreland, he's a very dynamic individual. He's spoken to over 1,700 audiences over the course of his speaking career, and he delivers with passion and purpose. He's overcome the odds in life, and he also went on to serve in the U.S. Army, which we salute him for his dedication, commitment, and expertise to organizations of all kinds in his endeavors in serving our great nation. And he also focuses in with leadership development, provides personal development, business development, and success development expertise, and he's going to provide a behind-the-scenes look at how to get to the core of one's genius. He's also written, if I'm not mistaken, and we can correct this later, about approximately nine books, and his latest being the number one bestseller titled Copycat Millionaire. So, Dr. Moreland, you have done it all. You continue to do it all. You're taking on those gifts that our Creator gave you. Let's talk a little bit about what is the genesis, for you becoming America's number one leadership life trainer. I know that plays a very important role in what you provide to organizations and individuals alike.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, it's interesting. This month, August the 23rd, we'll be celebrating 20 years in this leadership space, 20 years, and that's including my time in the military when I became a leader. And so I'm excited about what we've been able to create over the last two decades, and it really started with my military career and getting some great mentors in my life. And for me personally, coming from Compton, California, at a time where Compton was noted as the worst city in America, really living a life devoid of leadership. And once I got to the military, I really began to see how leadership and those attributes of great leaders, how it really can transform your life. And when I saw what it did for me personally, I became very passionate about the study of leadership, the arena of leadership, and I began to read every single book on leadership I can get my hand on, began to study all the greats in the leadership space, people like Warren Bennis and Ken Blanchard and John Maxwell and Miles Monroe and So many great thought leaders in this arena. And then I fell in love at the same time with personal development, and so began to study all the greats in personal development, Zig Ziglar, the Jim Rohns, the Tony Robbins, the Lisa Nichols, and just everyone in that space. And so those two passions, life development and leadership, really began to become my mantra. And when I began to get into the space and talk with my mentors, and we began to really think about what I wanted to do and what I wanted to create in the space, is I really wanted to develop leaders, and I really wanted to help people discover their best life, and that's how you get the leadership life trainer. And so I train people through leadership how to lead the life and business they love.
Well, I think that's really remarkable, and you have named really some incredible people, Mr. Bennis and Zig Ziglar and so many others who have done some tremendous things. So you definitely have studied people, and my research tells me that you have read over 500 books. That is remarkable. And, you know, today, nowadays, most people don't even like to read. A lot of men don't like to read. I saw a study on that. Having read 500 books, I know that you're a learned man, and you not only pick it up through the books, but also in life experiences through training and coaching that you've received as well. And now you're passing that on to other people, which is making a tremendous difference. And I know this through the testimonials that I've read about you and through the different organizations that you work with. So we want to definitely commend you on that, and to keep this life purpose moving forward. I think that's so important. And now we know why you're America's number one leadership life trainer. And so a job well done, and I salute you for sure. And I know growing up in Compton, I used to work at L.A. Air Station in Northridge, California. So I spent quite a bit of time in California, have relatives out in Los Angeles as well. And being able to overcome those odds like that, I look at it very similar to looking at a story with Serena and Venus Williams when their father watched a television show and saw this people individual who had won a tennis match, and the check was for $40,000 at that time.
Hi, this is Will. Thank you for calling me. Sorry I missed your call. Leave me a quick message, and I'll get back with you when I have the time.
Yes, as I was stating before, that we sometimes have challenges with technology when it comes to a radio show, live show. But we're gonna press on with Dr. Will Moreland and continue our interview and not be stopped by the fact that we have a little technical difficulty here. So we'll get him on now.
Hi, this is Will.
Dr.
Thank
Moreland.
You for calling me. Sorry I missed your call. Leave me a quick message,
I'm on,
and I'll get back to you when I have the time.
Yes, I have you. Do you hear me? Dr. Moreland? Yes, Dr. Moreland? Yes, Dr. Moreland, do you hear me? Dr. Moreland, do you hear me? Dr. Moreland, do you hear me now?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. And we'll continue on with our interview. And I was just letting people know that when it comes to live radio and TV, anything is possible. But we're going to proceed and carry on because that's how we do this thing.
That's definitely right, man. That's definitely right.
You gotta
love technology.
Yes, you have to love technology, but we didn't give up. And, you know, you being an Army, U.S. Army, and I'm U.S. Air Force, this is a joint mission that we have here. We're going to continue on. And as we were talking earlier before we had a little technical difficulty there, we talked about the fact that you have done really some tremendous things. And just like you stated earlier, you're from Compton, California. And it just reminds me of that story about the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, and their father happened to be watching a tennis match. And the winner of that match, he ended up receiving a check for $40,000. He talked to his wife, and they started their daughters out in tennis courts right there in Compton, California. And despite the life challenges that they faced going out on the tennis courts with bullets flying about sometimes, they still overcame that. And you did the very same thing. So we know that you're an overcomer.
You know, it's interesting. I remember meeting their father years ago, and he's sharing with me that he had two daughters that could turn pro and go tennis. And so you have to imagine early 90s, and here this African-American man is telling me that he has these two daughters from Compton, California, like me, that is going to change. And he knew it back then. He said they're going to change the game of tennis, and I wish I was smart enough back then to take him at his word. But I remember him telling me that they were going to change the landscape, and that's what can happen no matter where you are if you, number one, identify who you are. But if you haven't identified who you are, just surround yourself with people who believe in you. And that's what Serena and Venus did. They had a father who believed in them and put them in the proper position to exploit their potential. And he's done an amazing job, and we see the results of it right now.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And the fact that you met him, I think, it's really a remarkable itself, because when we look at the odds of meeting someone like that at the time when the reality had not occurred, that you met this person and you're standing there listening to him like, okay, I hear you. And then later on, you see all the results, and that had to have an effect on you as well.
You know, it really did, because I tell you that story because I tell myself that story often. Will, the impossible is possible if you believe it. And I reference that story a lot because he was at a time where, you know, African Americans weren't thought about in the realm of tennis. I can't recall her name. I know it was one. I can't recall her name right now. But you know, we weren't on that landscape. We weren't in that playing field. So for him to see that for his daughters, and not just say, hey, they're going to be tennis players, hey, they're going to be professionals, he told me they're going to change the game of tennis. And so it was a seeds of greatness all the way back then that he deposited in me. At the time, I didn't know it, but I've referenced that story 1,000 times.
And it's a wonderful story, and we all really just take it to heart whenever we see her playing, because we know that tennis is more than just the game itself, but it's life, a lot of life lessons that come out of that. Again, we see the aspect of overcoming and determination and commitment. All of those things really come back around when we watch Venus and Serena play. And we also have an advantage up here in Washington where they play with the Castles here in Washington, D.C., a team that they play for as well, which they come up here in Washington, D.C. at the Tennis Center, and they participate here up there and provide support at Howard University as well. And Dr. Moreland, I know that you've been doing work with other countries. And could you please just share, I know recently you worked with a country and with some leadership at that country. How did you help them to become more effective in terms of what they are doing, if you allow to say that?
Yeah, so And it's good you bring that up, because actually in about a couple of weeks I'm getting ready to head over to Ghana and do some work over there. But more recently I just left St. Martin, working with their parliament and the prime minister over there. And some of the work that we did over there was helping them really get clarity on where they want to move as a country. If you're not familiar with St. Martin, the listeners are not familiar with St. Martin, they just recently got their own independence. So their government is fairly new. They just moved into their second term. They have a new prime minister, and so St. Martin is ripe to do some great things right now. But I was able to go in there. I was requested to come in there and help their leaders on a personal level, but then help them get a global vision of the possibilities that are awaiting St. Martin. So I tell people it's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. And so having an outside eye come in and look at the possibilities and some of the opportunities was fantastic for them. And so that's a lot of the work that I do when these governments bring me in and these organizations bring me in. I'm able to identify some opportunities that they may be missing because they're in the fight. So I act as a corner man. You know, they're the boxer, they're doing all the work, but when they come back to the corner, I'm able to say, you know, the reason why you're not effective here is because you're not ducking. The reason why you're not effective here is because you're dropping your left, where when you're in the fight, you really can't see that. And so always bringing in an outside consultant allows you to see that. And that's, you know, in life, in personal development, in leadership, having mentors, having coaches, that's so important.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And on that note of St. Martin, I have visited there. I spent a Christmas there once, and just a lovely country for the people who are not familiar with it. But being able to work with that prime minister and for the beautiful people over there, it is just a wonderful, wonderful place. And going in to help them, as you stated, they're more of an independent government, somewhat new. And so you helping them from the start and helping them to get on their feet and become a viable country in terms of understanding the leadership. And I think you made just a great analogy of it. It's almost like the Ronda Rousey 34 second heel recently last weekend, and just going in and getting the job done.
Man, wasn't that fantastic, man? She is doing some amazing work. I think she's 12-0 right now. And a lot of times when we're seeing, you know, magnificence, it's hard to really appreciate it. But one of the things, Paul, I've been doing in the last several years is really just slowing down to really appreciate some magnificent work that we're beholding. You know, I think about LeBron James, and I know a lot of people give him, but 10, 15 mm-hmm. years from now, 20 years from now, when he's not playing, I think a lot of people are going to regret not really taking him in, man. And so I'm learning. I'm taking him in. I'm appreciating what he's able to do, and so many other great people, leaders, actors, everything. I'm just learning to really appreciate the specialness and the genius that everyone is bringing to the table.
Absolutely, absolutely, Dr. Moreland. And I think that's a really great point, because when we look back on history, and we kind of use sports just as an analogy, but in sports, they're life lessons. The same thing held true for Michael Jordan. He was not with the in crowd. Magic Johnson and didn't necessarily embrace him when he first came in. And he did some tremendous things. And Isaiah Thomas in Detroit, they didn't embrace him perhaps like they would. And I think LeBron James kind of falls into that same aspect. And that was a communication thing, a popularity thing, and also a branding and marketing issue too. But the points that we're making here, and like I know you're making, is that we have to appreciate what has taken place and what's before us. We sometimes don't realize it until they're done, when their days of excellence is over, they're about to retire or have retired. And so I know that's what you're talking about.
Definitely.
And yes, go on, please.
No, I was just going to say definitely. You're exactly right, man. So I'm smelling the roses while they're up.
Absolutely, me too. Now, you mentioned earlier talking about the genius, and that's really the the wholeness of what we're talking about tonight, the genesis of what we're looking at. When it comes to individuals and tapping into their genius, could you provide us with a few examples how you share this with people that you work with, some of the organizations or individuals, to help them to tap into that core, that genius that they've been gifted with since before the time they were born? How does that take place, and how do you define that, Dr. Moreland?
And so over the last, I would say, almost 10 years, when I started really studying genius, genius is one of those words, those taboo words, where we've identified people like Aristotle and people like Einstein and Michelangelo and even Steve Jobs, and we're thinking people, Michael Jackson, right? We're thinking that you have to be a mathematician or you have to be this extraordinary composer like Mozart. And so when I really began to search out and study this word genius, really in its simplest form, genius really means operating at a high level in a natural ability, operating in a high level in a natural ability. And so when I begin to really look at that, each of us, Paul, have a natural ability. Each of us have a natural ability. The problem that most of us have is that usually it's not what I call a seen ability. And what I mean by that is, once again, like a composer who can play the piano, you can honestly see that. You can see that. But if you take a person like me, my genius and my skill is teaching and being able to break down complicated concepts for individuals so they can readily accept them. And so, you know, that's not something that you can see on the surface and say, oh, okay, yeah, he's a genius, and he's going to be able to use that and market that and things like that. And so that happens with most people. You know, there are some people who just have the genius of serving. The genius of serving. They just love to serve individuals, but they haven't found a way to monetize that. And so when I work with individuals specifically, we work on what I call identifying your genius potential, and that's getting clarity. And so we work a lot on getting clarity on who you are naturally, not who your mom told you you were, not who society thinks you should be, but who are you naturally? When the designer and creator of all creation designed you, what did he design you to do? What are the special gifts and talents and uniqueness that he has put in you? And so once you get clarity on that, we then go to phase number two, where we begin to develop you in that clarity, in that skill, in that gifting. And that's what we call the second C. So the first C is clarity. Then we go to development. And in that, you come to consistency. We want you to begin to become consistent in your true self. So many people, Paul, have been so many other things to so many other people that they've lost their identity. They don't know who they are, so they can't be consistent. So on Sunday, they're one person. On Monday, they're someone else. On Tuesday, they're someone else. When they get with this group, they're somebody else. So once we get clarity and we begin to develop you, we then get you to be consistent in who you are. So if you followed me any time, I'm pretty consistent in my message of everyone should live the genius life, and everyone is genius, and everyone has this unique ability. And then we go into helping them release that genius, which is the third C in the formula, and we talk about capitalizing on that genius. How can you put it in a system that's going to help you? So when we look at myself, and I'm a teacher, I'm a trainer, I can break down concepts. Well, how can I put that in a system? And so that's why we started the Will Moreland Consulting Company, because I can go in and I can work with leaders and I can work with organizations, and where they're having bottlenecks, I can help them clearly see what those bottlenecks are. I can help them clearly see what their next move should be, and then we can exploit their genius in that area and position them in the marketplace. So you have clarity, you have consistency, and then we capitalize on your genius potential. And so that's the work, and that's the thing that wakes me up and gets me motivated every single day to have the possibility to work with who I call super genius leaders and super genius entrepreneurs, people that not only want to be in the industry, but they want to change the industry. They want to revolutionize the industry. It's who I call the Steve Jobs of the world. It's the Henry Fords of the world. He just didn't want to be in the car industry. They were already making cars. He wanted to transform the car industry. And when he came up with his assembly line, he revolutionized the industry. And that's, you know, when we go back to talk about St. Martin, they want to be the premier island. When you think about going on vacation to any island, they want you to think St. Martin. And so we're positioning them to be the premier island in the Caribbean.
Oh, that is phenomenal. That is awesome. And I understand exactly what you're talking about with St. Martin, because I've been there, and they're right there. You know, they don't have far to go, because it's a really awesome destination. And of course, all destinations are based on the people that are there. And that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about the beautiful people there. They have their leadership skills. They have the beautiful hearts, welcoming people, provide that hospitality, and really enjoy life. And this really rolls right into what I want to talk about next, Dr. Moreland. And it's the fact that I know for a fact, a certainty, that you want individuals to live with passion and for them to live victorious. Let's talk about that a little bit more in terms of people living victorious, because we know we can turn on any news channel in any city in the United States, and we're going to see something there where people are not victorious, they're not winning, and there's something, there's a reason why. And I want you to share with the listeners why you want people to live victorious and kind of set them on a path to heading in that direction.
So years ago, I was praying, and I was just asking God. I said, God, okay, I don't know exactly what you want me to do, but whatever it is, I just don't want to be average. I don't want to be, if it's going to be a school teacher, if it's going to be whatever it's going to be, I just don't want to be average. I want to be extraordinary at whatever I do. And from that time, I began to meditate and study, and that's when the whole philosophy of Live Genius was created. And Live Genius is really an acronym for Living in Victory Every Day, L-I-V-E, Living in Victory Every Day, while getting engaged in unique significance. That's what Live Genius means. And so really, Paul, when we talk about victorious living, we're really talking about making a choice. You have to make a choice that every day you're going to live victorious. Now, that doesn't mean, this is not any pie in the sky where you don't deal with reality and things that you don't like to happen to you. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about even when you get a flat tire, even when things don't go your way, even when you get fired from the job, get laid off, you have chosen that you're going to still live in victory every day. See, people who are defeated are choosing to be defeated, because this is what I've learned over my travel to 30-plus countries, that life, no matter where you are, whether you're talking about a first-world country or a third-world country, life itself is not going to kill you. Life will allow you to exist any kind of way you want. So if you want to live under a bridge, life will say, live under a bridge. If you want to live in a 25-bedroom mansion, life will say, go for it. Life is going to support your wishes and your desires and your action. And so when you choose to live victorious every single day, it's a mindset that says, I know this one thing has happened to me, but I'm not going to allow this one thing to cloud my perspective on life, because we live in a world of abundance. We live in a world of abundance. Now, as you said earlier, when you watch the news and you watch all, you know, this stuff, it will make you think that there's lack all around and that there's all this horrific stuff going on. But let me share this with everyone that's listening to us. The reason why the news is because it's out of the normal. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Every day, Paul, I travel a lot. Every day, there are planes that go up and down, up and down, up and down. Millions of planes that go up and down. They take off and they land safely. It becomes news when one of the millions don't land safely. That's become news, because it's not normal. But we make it seem like, my God, the sky is falling. No, that was abnormal for a plane to not come down safely. If you look at, you know, what we've been looking at on the news as it relates to, you know, some crazy person going into a movie theater shooting up people, that rarely happens. That's why it made news.
Mm-hmm.
But what do people do?
Right.
They gravitate to that negativity and start saying, I'm not going to the movies no more. They're shooting up people. No, that happened with one crazy individual in one city, and that rarely happens. And so you have to determine in your mind that you're going to live a victorious life. And so when you do that, Paul, you share a lot of stuff. Like, I rarely watch the news. People come up to me and ask me, did you hear about? And I say, no, I didn't, because at the end of the day, a lot of the things that people focus on has nothing to do with their life at all. You know,
correct.
As sad as it is, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. As sad as that incident was with that shooting, I can't recall the city right now, but it didn't impact my world here in Phoenix. You know,
right.
So
out in Denver. Yeah.
Denver. Mm-hmm. So very, very few things, you know, that are going on are really going to impact you in a significant way where you need to throw yourself into it. You know, it wasn't a family member, it wasn't a, you know, so beyond me praying for their family and things like that, that's about as far as I get involved. And so that's what individuals, if you're going to maximize your life, you got to learn what to focus on. And most people focus on the wrong thing. And the thing about focus is whatever you focus on, it gets magnified in your life. And so if you're thinking there's stress and lack and distress in the world, and that's all you're focusing on, that's what your world will consist of. But I believe that we live in an abundant world. I think lack, there is no lack. I think there may be a misappropriation of funds. There may be a misappropriation of food, but there's no lack. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
I'm going to eat tonight. You're going to eat tonight, and everybody's listening to us are probably going to eat tonight, and we're probably going to throw away a bunch of food, right? And so there's no lack in this world. So just because somebody's not eating doesn't mean there's a lack of food. There is no lack of food. Every single restaurant in America is going to throw some food away.
They sure are.
So what we
need
to
you're
do
absolutely right.
is reposition that. But then what happens? So then you have the government saying, well, we can't reposition the food because if one of the homeless people gets sick from it, then they'll sue the restaurant. And so now we have fear working. And so now you have fear. And whenever you have fear, what is fear? Fear is limitation. So we can't feed the homeless people in the land because of fear, not because there's a lack of food.
That's very true. Very true.
And so when
and everything,
all this type of stuff, that's what you come up with, man.
Oh, you're exactly right, Dr. Moreland, and I totally agree with you. And, you know, there was a discussion this weekend here in Washington. They had a summit, and that summit was on violence, and it was also on opportunity. And part of what they talked about was how do we get parity? You know, we have the super rich in this country. That represents abundance, and then we have the super poor. And I think what it is that people, like you said, you have to embrace abundance for what it is, and it is everywhere, because our creator God, there is no lack. There is no lack. There's an abundance.
I mean, there is no lack, you know. And so when you think about it, everything that we call lack, there is no lack. You have people that, you know, you have five people, the top five people on the Forbes list, right, of the wealthiest people: Bill Gates, my man Paul Slim from Mexico, Warren Buffett. You have Cisco
Slim, Paulo Slim.
Right. They're worth combined, what, something like, I mean, $56 billion, $60 billion. So if each of them gave $1 million to everybody on the planet, only 7 billion people on the planet, right? There is no lack.
There is no lack.
Once you embrace that there is no lack, then you stop thinking from a lack perspective and you start saying, well, then if abundance is available, I'm going for my slice. That's what you got to start saying. If abundance is available, I'm going for mine. And that's where we tie back into understanding what your natural ability is, your genius potential. God has placed that inside of you so you can produce your abundance. But if you don't understand that, you know, when he gave Adam the commandment, he said, be fruitful. To be fruitful means to produce. Then he said,
it means to add.
Multiply. You see?
Yeah.
Then he says to multiply. So once you learn how to produce, then you multiply from that. Then he says replenish. So you keep putting it in a system that's going to allow you to keep giving your genius, keep giving your genius, keep giving your genius. Then he says subdue. What that means is to take over an area. So wherever you are, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I've claimed Phoenix as my promised land. So then the fifth thing, he says dominate. So I'm trying to dominate.
That's right.
That's one of my
dominate the market.
Consultant for my consulting company, Will Fuller International, to be the top consulting company in Arizona. I want to dominate Arizona. I'm not worried about California. I'm not worried about Washington. I'm not worried about Texas. I'm worried about domination. So here's the thing. Here's the thing we have. How do I end up all around the world? It's because people have not dominated their genius.
Yes, absolutely.
But when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, they have to come call me in Arizona to come fly
right.
all the way to Ghana, to come fly all the way to St. Martin, to come fly to New York, to Washington, because people aren't dominating in their area. Everybody wants to be international, but they don't even want to go down the street.
Exactly. I totally
no
agree.
Your city
totally
knows
agree.
What you do because you're not
That's
dominating
right.
your city. Like I tell speakers
exactly.
and authors and consultants that I work with, if there's a conference in my city, and I haven't been considered to be one of the speakers, I get offended. Like, wait, hold on. You're going to fly somebody into my state?
Yeah.
You're going to bypass me? And that's the attitude you got to have. That's the attitude that
exactly.
I have. Not in a negative sense, but I have like, wait a minute. I want to find out why didn't you know about me? Why didn't you consider me? And let's see how we can correct this because you're going to be having this conference every year, so I can't keep getting passed over. And so that's how people
exactly.
have to think. Like domination. Like I get offended. Like what? You had a conference in Phoenix in Scottsdale, and I'm not on the platform. I'm offended. What's going on here? You know. And I know I can't go to every conference, but that's
Do
my
it
mind.
Every, yeah.
That's my mindset.
Right. And that's a great.
You know, you have
and that's a great mindset.
In Phoenix. I only want 50 of them. I only want 50 of them out of the 1,500.
Exactly. And I mean, that's really approaching it from the standpoint of there's plenty to go around, and yet you still have that market domination primarily because no one can do what you do. And that, in my opinion, also defines genius from the standpoint of what you're doing.
And that's the thing, and that's what I try to get everybody to understand. You know, we have, you know, millions of singers, but your unique, distinctive voice is going to make you stand out. Sade doesn't sound like Anita Baker. Anita Baker doesn't sound like Mahalia Jackson. Mahalia Jackson doesn't sound like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson doesn't sound like Prince. Prince doesn't sound like Beyonce. They're all in the same industry, but they all bring their uniqueness to the table. That's what everybody has to realize. That's why McDonald's can be on one corner, Taco Bell on another corner, Burger King on another corner, and DQ on another corner, and they're not competing with each other. People who want a Big Mac are going to go to McDonald's. People who want a Whopper are going to go to Burger King. People who want a taco are going to go to Taco Bell. People who want a smoothie are going to go to DQ. You don't have to worry about that. If you just worry about dominating your Big Mac, creating the best Big Mac possible, the people who want a Big Mac will come to your store. And that's what it is about, developing your natural ability.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I couldn't agree more. And I think for those people listening, those who will listen on the archive, they're going to really pick up on that. And it's going to help a lot of people. And we're coming to the close of our interview now, Dr. Moreland. And one of the things that I want to do right now is give you that opportunity to let people know how they can contact you. We can get your website address, phone number, and people can reach out to you and learn more about you because you have a lot to offer, and you can help a lot of organizations as well as individuals. So please feel free to provide that information at this time.
Well, thank you. If you're listening in and want to learn more about me, please just go to my website, www.willmoreland, that's willmoreland.com. And then anywhere on social media, if you're on Periscope, if you're on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, just look up Dr. Will Speaks. That's DrWill. SPEAKS, Dr. Will Speaks. That's my social media handle. You'll find me everywhere. And if if you're looking to go to the next level, if you're looking to go to the next level, I have something special for you guys. If you go to willmoreland.com/LaserGeniusMastermind, there's going to be a unique opportunity for you to grow your life, grow your business. willmoreland.com/LaserGeniusMastermind. It's a unique opportunity. We only take 12 individuals per class. So if you're one of those super genius leaders or super genius entrepreneurs that's looking to go to the next level, please reach out to us. We look forward to serving you.
That's outstanding. And again, Dr. Moreland, he is doing just some phenomenal things in the speaking industry, but not only that, in his expertise. And that, of course, is leadership development. He's also in business development, professional development, success development. And he's also a renowned trainer and as well as author. He's the author. Is it 9 books, Dr. Moreland?
We've written a couple more, man. We're up to 30 now.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And you have the bestseller, which is Copycat Millionaire.
So that was the last one we just did, man. Copycat Millionaire, man, took off for us. And the one before that was The Will to Win. And then I think the first time I was on your show, we were doing the Genius Potential book itself.
Yeah.
So that's already at 5 years, man. We're going to do the anniversary for that one for next year, the 5-year anniversary. We're coming out with the Heart cover edition for Genius Potential. So we're excited, man. We have some unique and fun things going on, man. We're excited over here.
That's fantastic. Again, Dr. Will Moreland is based out of Phoenix, Arizona area. Beautiful, beautiful area. I have a lot of friends out there. And he is someone that you can really call on to change your particular organization to up-level it. And as far as you being an individual as well, he can also help you with that to help tap into and identify your genius, which, again, will help you to live victorious. And Dr. Will Moreland, again, I want to thank you for being our honored guest this evening. You've really blessed the show, and I'm going to ensure that I continue to promote it for weeks on end because I know you add so much value and benefits to the life of people, of individuals, as well as to organizations. So thank you very much for all that you do.
Well, man, once again, Paul, thank you so much for having me, man. Anytime I get invited to someone else's platform, I'm just honored because I know the hard work you've done to build your community, and I know the caliber of people that you bring onto your radio program. So to be included in all the wonderful other past guests that you've had and the future guests you will have, I thank you so much for thinking of me that I can add value to your community, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Will Moreland, again, for all that you do, and to all the listeners who listen in this evening, those also in the archive in the chat room. I want to thank you again. My name is Paul Lawrence Vann, host of the Wealthy Speaker Show, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful evening and week as well. And continue, as Dr. Will Moreland told you, to identify your genius and to live victorious. Dr. Moreland, thank you so much. Have a great evening, my friend, and we'll do this again sometimes in the future.
Looking forward to it, my man. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Thank you for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Show with host Paul Lawrence Vann. We recommend you inform your friends, family, and colleagues to tune in and listen to the archive of this show. Discover more about Paul and the Wealthy Speaker Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/PaulLawrenceVann. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show. Until then, continue being who you were purposed to be in life.